North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Wednesday, July 3rd. Evacuations continue for more than 40 zones in the northeast Oroville area of Butte County due to the Thompson Fire. CAL FIRE says protecting Kelly Ridge is currently its number one priority. NSPR's Eric Adams recently spoke with Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey to get an update on the fire.
Obviously, this is a serious fire. Currently, there are about 13,000 people under evacuation orders who live within 32 zones that we use to issue those evacuation orders. And then an additional 16 zones are under warnings. We've been utilizing all of our communication platforms to alert the public to the situation, including having law enforcement personnel go out door-to-door where possible and alert people. But I think it's important for people to pay very close attention. They need to know their zone or the address of someone who is important to them and determine what zone they're in or a zone of a loved one, and then keep that information handy so that as we issue these orders, they'll know whether or not they are in one of those zones.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add for residents or for what the sheriff's office is looking at right now?
The first thing I would say is that if someone chose not to evacuate and they're in one of those areas that are under evacuation, if they're roaming around in those areas, they can expect to be stopped by law enforcement. And if they continue to roam around, they're likely to be escorted out. It's incumbent that we keep the roadways clear and make sure that we don't have people who are in there looting or anything else of that nature. And the last thing I'll say is this. This is what the fourth fire that we've had in the last 2 weeks. We are looking at a very serious fire season. Butte County is no stranger to this, and we're coming up on the Independence Day week. I know that people have a tendency to utilize fireworks, sometimes in areas that they're not lawful. I would just implore people, we don't need an idiot setting a fire with fireworks while we're dealing with this. So I would ask that people use good common sense and not create more problems for us.
That was Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey speaking with NSPR's Eric Adams. The Thompson Fire is now more than 3,000 acres in size. And in other news, as Chico fries under another triple-digit heat wave, a local nonprofit has opened the only dedicated cooling center in the city. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
Temperatures are soaring past 110 degrees this week, putting Chico's unhoused residents at risk.
This summer is going to be a lot worse than last summer. If you get above 110, 115, yeah.
That's Ryan Davis, who was staying at the cooling center at Faith Lutheran Church. It's run by the local nonprofit Safe Space and is open daily from 2 to 8 in the evening, every day through July 13th. Davis says he stays at the site to keep his dogs cool and their paws off the scalding concrete.
As soon as I walked up, they knew exactly where they were going because they were here last year.
Safe Space's cooling center also offers cold water, food, and outlets to charge phones and laptops. Guests can also use the church's Wi-Fi. Currently, this is the only dedicated cooling center in Chico. The city used to operate outdoor cooling tents with misters, but stopped operating them when it entered an agreement to give funds to Safe Space. That contract expires later this month, and it's unclear how the city plans to handle emergency cooling operations moving forward. Marin Hambly, shelter operations manager with Safe Space, says it doesn't take much to set up a site like this.
Cooling centers are simple. Anyone could do it. Any single organization in this community could decide tomorrow to open one up. The biggest thing is space. Space, power, and AC, and bathrooms.
Hambly says Safe Space is working to find other community partners who can offer their spaces to be used. They added that supply donations are needed at the site, especially for items like dog food and pre-prepared meals. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
Unhoused residents can now stay longer at the Good News Rescue Mission in Redding. The nonprofit announced Friday that it revised its policy on how long people can stay at the shelter continuously. The policy previously stipulated residents could stay for 30 days, followed by a mandatory 30-day absence. Now each person will be assessed individually for services. According to the mission, this change and an increase in their outreach has brought twice as many people to its doors. It also said more people are getting connected to services. And finally, scientists at UC Berkeley are calling attention to an underexamined effect of the climate crisis in California, oil wells, and wildfire. In a new study published last month, researchers at UC Berkeley found that wildfires increasingly threaten oil and gas wells in the western United States. They say marginalized communities will face the brunt of these impacts. The study found that over the last 35 years, more than 100,000 oil wells were burned in wildfires, and nearly 350,000 people were exposed to gases caused by those fires. The study found that nearly 3 million people reside within about 2 miles of oil wells with high wildfire risk. Of these people, Asian, Black, Hispanic, and Native Americans disproportionately face these risks. The number of wells in high-risk areas is predicted to nearly double by the end of the century. One of the study's authors said these findings are an example of the unexplored and dangerous compounding factors of climate change threatening the state. He says legislators have an opportunity to take proactive action now to prevent future harm. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, July 3rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Evanora Grove.